Yeah, can cost you a lot of money. Yeah,
and I guess it's because I'm old. I don't know how else to say it. But you know, when people say, oh my God, it's four and a half. If it's 8%, you're like, yeah, that's a great
single
rate.
Single digit is good. But everybody's just gotten so spoiled with, I mean, I have people come in and I'll say the interest rate's 4 and they'll be like, oh my God, I read it's 2 7/8. And you're like, well, you read the wrong thing. I mean, that's we don't see that. We're not seeing those rates.
Let's do some clarifications. And if I put you on the spot, you can say we can't talk about it. But on what's the internet they send you, and it's highlights. It's usually somebody wrecking their car, whatever. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But they have a deal, and they're listing all the lenders. They have you on there, too. And they have this one, and they show all the different costs. They're showing a big, huge difference in cost.
That should be going away. That should be going
away.
It
doesn't seem like that's
right
to me.
No, that's not true. It is not true information.
So it's false advertising.
It is. And from what I've understood from other lenders, I've never seen it, to tell you the truth.
I was asked about it. That's why I looked at it. That's why I looked
at it. Forward it to me. Because
one of those deals I don't pay attention to because I don't look at that stuff.
Yeah, but no, that is not true. Okay? That is not true. So if you are calling to check on a loan and stuff, then I'm the first one that I'm going to say, this is approximately what our rate is, and then let me do you an estimate. Okay? I'm a real big believer in it in writing.
Yes.
Because when you're dealing with, let's just use a .com place.
Okay. Ugh.
Yeah. But let's say that what you're seeing is not what you're getting. And so I'll always say, put it in writing so we can compare apples to oranges. And I'll be the first one to tell you if I'm being beat. I will tell you. But I'll tell you, if it's really close, the service you're going to get here in town is
I've never seen one really close.
I haven't either, but I was being kind.
Yeah, I've heard. And see, that's one that just aggravates the tar out of me. In fact, I had another agent with her. She's been in business a long, long time. Mm-hmm. She doesn't like me anymore after this. But she asked me, I said, no, it's a bad deal. She goes, well, you always say that, but they got this great rate. At closing, their closing costs were over $2,000. See, that, and this has been, they changed stuff, so it shouldn't, hopefully,
that shouldn't happen.
Away.
Yeah, that should not happen with the 3 day. Or what it is that they'll see it 3 days out. They won't see it at closing.
Well, she asked, could you go explain it to them? And I said, yeah. I told your agent this was a bad deal for y'all. They said, you want to do it anyway? And they said, we did. I said, okay, then it's a bad deal. And you did it anyway, and it cost you $2,000.
Yeah.
Which isn't what they wanted to hear. They wanted to blame somebody else. But the real deal is, it always needs to be apples to apples. When somebody says, well, I went to talk to Valerie, and she's going to charge me 4%. Well, what closing costs is she charging you?
Right.
Because there's called points. You can buy mortgages. You can still buy them down, can't you?
You still can, yes.
Okay, so I go in, and Jeremy over here says, well, guess what? I got 2 7/8. He paid 7 discount points up front. That's 7%.
Yeah. I will try to talk you out of discount points. Every once in a while, I'll get someone that will call me and they'll say, I want 3.5. Tell me what it's going to cost me to get 3.5. Now, if you're a really educated buyer and you're doing that because you're going to be there a long time and you've already done your numbers, okay. But if you're just doing it and you're going to live in the house 2 to 5 years, you will never make up your money. It is just not going to happen. It takes five years to recoup the quarter of a percent.
Probably wouldn't be a good idea for me.
No. No.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break because I do got to get my sponsors so that way your ad and stuff can play.
Very good.
And we'll be right back after from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, we talked about the credit. Talked about getting cleaned up.
Sorry, I have to interrupt you too. You know, Scott and I always talk about football.
Yes, we do.
But Valerie here, not much of a football fan.
Yeah, that's sad.
She is a diehard.
So sad.
She can't not wait. She's counting down the days to ASU basketball.
I love the basketball.
Well, but thank God ASU has a great basketball team. Are they going to have a good team this year?
Oh, yeah. New coach for the women, Renee Shippey.
Yes, and Skippy's really excited about that. She's evidently doing a really good job. And then Cinco has gotten some good recruits. I think he's finishing up his recruiting right now, and he's expecting a good year.
He's a real nice guy.
Love him. Love him and his wife. They're wonderful people.
Nice people.
Yeah.
See, now people know Valerie Priest is also not just a great mortgage representative for you, but she can also.
But
I can talk basketball if you want to talk basketball.
She doesn't really like football. You know, so,
I'm not too much into the football.
I thought she was from Canada when I heard that part.
Remember when you tried to, like, we were trying to see who was a good football player and I couldn't even name any of them?
Yeah,
I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, that's when we tried to give away the money.
And I did not win it.
And you didn't win the contest.
No, what?
It was
basketball.
The name of the guy we were going was Peyton Manning.
There you go. Oh, no, I love Peyton. I love Peyton Manning, though.
A few people have heard of him. Peyton Manning. He doesn't play. He's retired. But
I have his
Peyton
picture in my office.
Manning. Okay. I thought you might get that one.
Yes,
I do. Can you tell me the last team he played for that he won the Super Bowl with?
The Broncos.
Yeah.
Only because it's Peyton Manning do I know the answer.
Who do you play with before the Broncos?
The Colts.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It's Peyton Manning, okay?
Good enough.
It's Peyton Manning. Okay, so how about bond loans?
Let's talk about some bond loans. I think you're pretty fired up about bond loans.
Yes.
You know, I used to hate bond loans.
Yeah, me too. And I actually got where I did not push them. We've always had them, but I didn't push them.
11.35.
But I will tell you, they do come in handy. If you do not have your money for your down payment, you've got decent credit, 640-ish, and you fit within the guidelines, your down payment, basically, you have a grant for it. So it's a pretty good program. The biggest thing to remember is your interest rate's about a point higher than the going interest rate when you take the bond program. But I figured the numbers for someone the other day, and if you kept the house for 5 years, you still saved money by taking the higher interest rate and not paying the down payment.
And the bond, the grant, you don't have to pay back.
Correct. There's only one of them that you have to pay back, and that's not one that we normally use.
Well, tell me how that works. I like not paying money back.
Yes.
I've never had that opportunity. Yeah, I really would like to hear about it.
Dang it, I would like
everybody
that program.
I get money from, they want their money back with interest.
Exactly. Yeah, this program is a grant program. It's through the state, and it basically is for first, it used to be for first time home buyers or people that have not owned a home in the last 3 years is a first time home buyer. And it used to be like we had one for Homes for Heroes, which was your police. Firemen, cool. Nurses, those. They've taken off the titles and they offer it to the general public. I wish they'd get where they give just a better deal to those people because they deserve it, but they haven't came up with that yet. But it basically, you can get 4% or 5%. The interest rate's about 5.25%. And we do it through our company, Mortgage Financial
Still
Services.
A great rate.
It is a great rate. And the whole thing is that you don't have a down payment. So if you get the seller to pay the majority of your closing costs, you can get in for just your earnest money. It's a pretty good deal.
It's a great deal.
It is. It's a pretty good deal. And we do several a month. And some of your agents really push them.
Yeah,
and
Gretchen does.
She's done quite a few of them. And it really it helps people that couldn't buy houses otherwise to do
it. And remember
it.
That. You know what? Everybody has a different need. That's why. And let's talk about this too. When you go in to see your lender, so go in to see Valerie and you say, hey, tell her the truth. Tell her everything. She can't help you if you don't tell her what's going on.
I am your team member. I always tell people that. I am your team member. And so if it's something that I don't want to know that I know, I will tell you. But most everything you can tell me is going to assist you. Okay. And the other thing is that if you change your debt situation, and realtors have gotten really good about this because people say, well, I'm going to go buy a refrigerator. And they say, well, you better check with Valerie first. I get text all weekend long about, I was going to go buy a refrigerator, but my realtor told me not to. Can I go buy a refrigerator? I appreciate that because some people can't afford that refrigerator before we close. Some people can, but we will look and see. And if you can, I'll tell you,
I don't even bother you. It's real simple. They go, we're going to go buy it. Are you paying cash?
Yeah.
I go, well, no, that's, and then you need to wait after we close in your house.
Yeah.
It's real simple.
But we just went through a really bad phase of people buying cars.
Yes.
Before they closed. And
or
that's
a carpet even.
Yeah.
For the new house, they're not going to get
furniture.
Anymore.
Furniture.
We've had.
So it's kind of like, be sure and ask before you go out and buy things. But just remember that we're part of your team. I'm not there to try to make you do something. And I'll always tell people that. I'm not going to make you do anything. I'm going to guide you, show you what you can do, and then you can pick what you want to do. So there you go.
Well, and in fact, I've watched you before. So you know what? If you're not comfortable with this, in fact, that little house we sold, and he's a very, very nice guy, he could have qualified for a whole lot more house.
Yes.
And he said, I'm real comfortable because this is my VA pension, I think. So he goes, I don't want to go over that because that's always there for me. And in fact, this is before the oil thing went to poo-poo for a while.
Yeah.
And guess what? He did lose his job. And guess what? He still has his house and he's happy because he didn't have to worry about it. Now he's got a new job. But
yeah. I'm really proud of the oil and gas people, if you've noticed. The majority of the oil and gas people are now using their base income and not their overtime to qualify for a house. Now, we'll still use it if you've done it for 2 years. But you're not seeing people that want to push
themselves.
It. They don't want to push it to the nth degree anymore. And that's really great to see young people that are doing that and really watching. Of course, everybody's became younger as we get older. Have you noticed that? It's like I'll talk to them and I'm like, well, you're still a kid. You're probably going to, it's like they're 35 years old. It's like, to me, they're still a kid.
But it is. Now the kids that were kids, like you said. But it is. It's something, if it's not a guaranteed deal, if you have a little bit of oil and gas income, my dad always told me, he said, you don't get this, don't ever count on it.
Because
you never, 1 month it's great, 1 month it's not.
Yeah.
And he left me a little bit, by the way.
See,
my first check was 49 cents. I'm not kidding. They mailed a check for 49 cents.
And I bet Pascal was grinning.